Experience that is common to I no longer believe in that anymore. So then I started to do things that are more local. I mean to rephrase that, to clarify that. I used to believe that if you were to live in sort of circa 2014, the experience of living in a city like Hong Kong and a city like New York or a city like another city of comparable population and level of urbanization, the experience would be similar. That's what I believed previously, but I don't think I believe in that anymore. And I think that revelation sort of, that there's a little shift in me that, and that's why recently, the last couple of years, I've been doing things that are more local. But even when I do things that are local, I think I try to, through working through an issue that has some sort of geographical specificity, through that I try to say something that is maybe more universal. I don't know if that answers your question. That's the question. The exhibition spells the conclusion of that action, so I've ended that action. So I end up with this archive of material, and they, apart from the recording of the fences and the ambient recording and the water, there's also recording of conversation that I've had with people in the border area. There's also a lot of photo documentation, and then there are also audio recordings of the process of recording. So my assistant was also recording at times.